Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. Hello, my dears, and happy Friday to each and every one of you within the sound of my voice. I dropped my fan on the floor. Hold on. You all heard a crash during the opening. It was me trying to get it together. What can I tell you? All right, I bet you can hear me so much better. I've adjusted the microphone stand and done all kinds of wonderful things trying to pull it together, because for as hard as I worked yesterday, I wanted yesterday to be Friday. However, Friday is today, and it is April the 12th, 2013. And if you successfully navigated the week and made it to the weekend, give yourself a round of applause. It was not an easy week, intense on so many levels, some of them very obvious, some of them not obvious at all, and some obvious after the fact. I hate those the worst, you know. Usually it gets followed by an apology or something of that nature, but I did pretty good for the most part. The whole week I'm not over until Saturday night, so I'm just going to keep holding on, and that will be when we have moved out of new moon cycle. So many of you out there, I'm certain, are very, very busy. And you saw the title of today's show, and there's all kinds of things going on around the world and even within our own neighborhoods and communities and whatnot. And sometimes I don't want to feed the madness. Sometimes I make a very conscious choice when I come to the mic to talk about things that are different. Talk about things that are growing. Talk about things that are creative. For those of you who have downloaded the CD, Full Moon Madness, there's a line in What If that goes, what if we create every moment we speak? And so that, for me, explains, well, if I speak negativity, or if I speak about a negative subject over and over and over, and I beat a dead horse till it starts to draw flies, then that is what I am creating. So I take that line very much to heart. And so myself personally, I am striving daily to create every moment I speak, which makes it a bit easier to not judge someone out loud. Perhaps I still do it in my mind, but I don't speak it. I if I find myself being concerned or worried or anxious, I will come back with something that is far more positive. I come back with already seeing the solution having come to fruition, and continually speaking the positive. My grandmother used to say meditations of the mouth. I get it now, and I understand that it's all about manifestation. It's all about our ability to create. So having said that, today what I choose to create is a feel-good Friday. So that's what we're going to rock into today. We're going to talk about some things that feel good. We're going to talk about a wonderful website that I found that did exactly what it said it would do. Talk about the Ozo 2 launch last night. Very lovely, very exciting stuff to share with you all. Also going to talk about some very exciting news for Dolce Gourmet food truck, and really some exciting stuff. And so this is, again, a reason for us to be joyous and to celebrate the positive information rather than simply spending our time on all the things that are clearly going wrong, but things are changing. And part of that change is with the creation of sharing good news and positive news and growing news and inspirational news
and motivational news, and even sometimes something that touches your heart deep. And it's often been my desire. However, there are times, as you all know, that I do have to speak to the 12-foot pile of manure over there in the Karna. And I am hoping, though, when I do speak to it before the end of the show, I bring you over to the patch of land where there are new flowers growing and there are seeds planted for a beautiful harvest. So that we bring the ride full circle, as I like to say. So given that note, I'm going to give you all an opportunity to go heat up your coffee or go run to the bathroom right quick or change from the car to the elevator, whatever we do nowadays. For those of you who check in with me on your smartphones, I certainly appreciate you. For all of you who check in live, trust that I know it's an odd hour for the show. And for all of you who check in later in the evening time, I so appreciate you making it a point to come and join the conversation with Cleo. So having said that, we're going to go ahead and start with a really important PSA. We'll also, if you all are watching the webpage, those of you who are on your laptops or your tablets, you'll see pictures rotating again of a sweet little dog named Tanaka. And we didn't have a chance to talk about Tanaka's story on Wednesday, so we are definitely giving Tanaka prime position in the show. So given that, we're going to do a PSA that we have for Passion for Paws, and that is actually who is trying to help Tanaka right now. Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled elderly or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo 2, for keeping the planet in mind. Of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is Full no Moon Madness, no my second spoken word CD featuring the track entitled What If? Download your copy today at cdbaby.com. That's www.cdbaby.com/CD/Cleo22. Or download it at iTunes or even at Amazon.com, and we're coming soon to Bandcamp. Full Moon Madness, an orgy of rhythm, rhyme, and emotion. Can you handle it?
Treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek. What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality.
Alrighty then. Yes, I know that I have made my boss very, very happy. He's a busy man right now. Actually, I think he might be taking a little bit well-deserved downtime. So if you are within the sound of my voice at LDC Management, please live well, party hard, and enjoy your weekend. So, but yes, that is the commercial for our Full Moon Madness. So I would appreciate it from all of you out there who support me every day on the air if you would take a little time and download it, iTunes, Amazon.com, or at CD Baby. We will also, as I said, be coming soon to Bandcamp. If you're not hip to Bandcamp and you are an indie musician, check it out. We're probably going to do a story about them here coming up in the next couple of weeks. But it is Bandcamp, just as it sounds, .com. Check it out. Alrighty then. So many enjoyable, yummy, delicious things to share. And that tickles my fancy. You know, it is so much more refreshing to me to come to you all with good news. You understand? People want to hear good news. I get tired of hearing the bad news, right? So check it out. In Montevideo, Uruguay, Uruguayan lawmakers voted Wednesday to legalize gay marriage, making the South American country the third in the Americas to do so. All right? So that means, there's South America, and there's North America, and there's Central America. And in South America, they have pulled their heads up out of their asses, and they have done what only makes sense. Supporters of the law who had filled the public seats in the legislative building erupted in celebration when the results were announced. The bill received the backing of 71 out of 92 members of the Chamber of Deputies. That's what they call their legislative body there. And then it went on, a gentleman, leader of the Black Sheep Collective, a gay rights group that drafted the proposal. His name is Federico Grana, said, "We are living a historic moment. In terms of the steps needed, we calculate that the first gay couple should be getting married 90 days after the promulgation of the law, or in the middle of July." So mad love and so much respect and so many. I have a goosebump while I am sharing this story with you. Because if you are straight and you are listening to me and you have friends who are either lesbian or gay, bisexual or transgendered, it's humbling. It chokes you up. It feels like we get ever closer, even though we are still very, very far from this here in this country. However, we are sitting right at the door. We are waiting to see what the results are. But it is indeed happening. And as we know, things move. Things will move around this planet. And people will come to understand that, again, as I said, this is no threat. Same-sex couples having the rights and the respect to marry and to be treated equally is becoming a regular, and it won't stop. And we have to keep that movement of energy moving forward, not just for the GLBT community. This is for anyone who has been ostracized and put down and said, "You are not worthy," or as I say in Lesser, one of the longer pieces, and very personal for me on Full Moon Madness, someone somewhere deemed that something was wrong with me. And that vibration is going away because we are growing in the numbers that know that we are all worthy and we are all wonderful, living very magical creatures. And they said, "Well, Miss Cleo, what about the assholes?" Well, all right, I hear you. I, not gonna, again, don't want to deal with the minutiae. Just a little more input on the story in Uruguay. Let me just get my screen back up here. It was called the Marriage Equality Project and was already approved by ample majorities in both legislative houses. However, some senators made some changes that required a final vote by the deputies. Deputies. Among them, gay and lesbian foreigners will now be allowed to come to Uruguay to marry, just as heterosexual couples can. And this was from Michelle Suarez of the Black Sheep Collective. So, for those of you who have been looking for a new and creative and delicious place to go and get married, or to relocate. Check out Uruguay. I'm going to go down that rabbit hole and see what's going on there because we like to share the information about the travel. President Jose Mujica, who's governing broad front majority backed the law, is expected to put it into effect within the next 10 days. Nationalist Senator Gerardo Amarilla opposed the law, saying it debases the institution of marriage and affects the family, especially in its role of procreation. We've heard it before. Now, the other two countries in the Americas, South America, Central America, and North America, which is where the United States is, the other two countries that have legalized gay marriage is Canada and Argentina. So that is beautiful. And they also have changed their laws with regard to adoption in those countries and other family rights that up until that passage of the law were exclusive to heterosexuals. In all 12 nations around the world, they have taken many similar steps. Interesting, but patience is a beautiful thing. So we know we continue to move forward here. It's the Netherlands is another place, South Africa. It is so amazing that it is indeed happening around the world. So we do not have to lament in that we think it may not happen here. Patience is everything. And my grandmother used to say, uno ni fi learn to wait good and well. So I'm going to celebrate it in Uruguay and wait good and well here in North America, in the United States, right? Okay, so that was a delicious piece of news. That's something to get joyous about. We're also going to talk about some wonderful, wonderful other news. But before we go much further, I do have a couple of wonderful announcements to make, which is all about the good news. You all remember my interview with Susan Lerner around the Florida Water and Watch and the project for labeling GMO and GE foods. Here's a wonderful event, and I just love it. I'm going to tweet some pictures in a little bit. But the Palm Beach chapter of the Rare Fruit Council has been having an annual fruit tree sale for more than 30 years. How beautiful is that, right? Here's the beauty of it. This year at the South Florida Fairgrounds Agriplex building on Saturday, April 20th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., use Gate 5 on Southern Boulevard. There is no charge. Admission is free. Parking is free. And these are some of the most wonderful. Let me tell you something. I know some of these fruit trees that I didn't even think that Americans would know some of these fruit trees because they are very indigenous to the Caribbean and different parts of Africa. However, if you come out, you can get all manner of avocado, banana, Barbados cherry, black sapote, canistel, caramambola, citrus, dragon fruit, figs, guava, jackfruit. I didn't even know you all knew anything about jackfruit. Longan, lychee, macadamia, mango, miracle fruit, mulberry, papaya, peach, persimmon, soursop, rastafari, Of course, it makes sense that we have sours up here. It's the Caribbean still. We just kind of jet it out, you know, and being here in South Florida. You can also get sugar apple. You can get star apple. You can get tamarind and many, many, many herbs and spices, especially recognized for the seasonal vibration that is coming through right now. You can get all of your fruit tree questions answered. There will be plenty of individuals there with the knowledge that you may need. There will also be a raffle for fruit trees. There will be pruning tools and books. Learn how to work with the bees to pollinate our food and then watch them in an observation hive that they will have at the event as well. Now, if you have more questions about the Palm Beach chapter of the Rare Fruit Council, I can't say that fast, go ahead and visit them at www.pbrarefruitcouncil.org. Okay, so that's pbrarefruitcouncil.org. Or you can contact them toll-free at 1-855-732-7273. Use #07 to leave a message about the plant sale. Now, Susan was so delightful to send over some wonderful pictures of some amazing fruit trees that they have there. And one that I found absolutely, well, there's a guayaba picture that is to die for. But then they have the bananas, and the persimmon is pretty, you see. But I had never seen, and I've seen dragon fruit, but I had never seen a sugar apple. I'm going to have to tweet the sugar apple picture because I had no idea. So you know what's going to happen, right? You know, in the coming weeks, Cleo going to go down the sugar apple rabbit hole and find out how many wonderful, delicious things that we can be doing for our body if we eat a little sugar apple. Rastafari, don't look not like no apple either. Wait till you all see it. But by all means, working continuously with Susan Lerner, Winona Hutter, on the fwwlocal.org to work on asking, requiring, mandating that our foods that are GMO NGE be labeled so that we might have a better sense of things. And to support something like this, if you put an amazing fruit tree in your backyard, you are actually giving back to Mother Earth as well as giving to self. So it is a beautiful, wonderful idea. So we will also tweet that information out there and make sure that you all have it. Now, in the interim, when I went last night, right, to the Wellington food truck invasion, I left my home at about 5:07 p.m. Traffic was a bear because I had to be in two places, not at the same time, but relatively close together. So I was on a mission. I had to wait an extra week for my cupcake. And I want you to know that I had a lovely carrot cake cupcake before I started the show. Well, to the point where I took my finger and I dragged it around the sasa. In order to get every little bit of everything in the cupcake that was left on the plate. And here, you know, maybe I am a mad woman, but so what? Color me mad. But I want to issue a challenge to anyone out there within the sound of my voice, all right? I will put up Dolce Gourmet cupcake against any cupcake you can find in these 50 United States of America. That means Alaska and Hawaii included. You understand? And we can do territories if you want to, but that's going to be a long shipping process. Because here's the deal. If you say, Miss Cleo, I got a cupcake that can beat your Dolce Gourmet cupcake, I'm going to tell you it ain't happening. And because I know it ain't happening, I will go ahead and I will ship you. You understand? I'm not going to wait for you to ship me first. I will ship you a couple of Dolce Gourmet cupcakes. Now, if you live local, the challenge stands. You understand? We can meet, go meet at the cupcake truck, and you can tell me about your cupcake. And then I will just let you experience mine because I will have no need to have a conversation. because they are unbelievable. So I went out there. I ordered my cupcakes because I needed to be back. I mean, understand that there is no highway going west here in the part of South Florida that I live in. So it's 25 minutes when traffic is good to go to Wellington. So it took me about 35 to get out there with traffic lights, grabbed up my cupcakes, put them in the back seat of the car, and headed back 35 minutes in the other direction, which actually took 40, to grab up my partner and then head over to the Ozo 2 launch. Now, while I was talking with Dolce Gourmet, they informed me that they have acquired a second food truck. How delicious is that? And it is entitled At Royal Wings Truck. At Royal Wings. Let's go on to the site. Let's make sure that Cleo and I give out bad news. Let's see, where is it? It is very, very exciting. I am so happy for them. But I'm looking forward to trying the chicken wings. Who knew? Now, before I move on to the chicken wing vibration, let me come back. Yes, at Royal Wings Truck, all right? So that's their Twitter handle for the wing truck. So we're going to jump on board, and trust me, I'm going to be very close by. I like a good wing, you know. Everybody can't do one. I got a feeling, though, that Dolce Gourmet and the Royal Wing Truck, they have little castles on it. It's cool as hell. I'm all about the castle thing, you know. I'll be the local witch for the yo soy en bruja for the Dolce Gourmet cupcakes. Now, check it out, though. I did want to talk about the Spring 2013 Cupcake Collection. Now, wrap your heads around this, and it's kind of a tease, and I will absolutely figure out how soon we can get a hold of this new line, and then I will share that information with you all. There is a fruitcake cupcake, there is a blueberry cupcake, there is an almond raspberry cupcake. Shut the front door. But this is the one I'm waiting on. You ready for this one? Zucchini basil. I'm going to be all over that like a cheap suit that's been put in a dryer. You understand me? Then she's got a chocolate malt cupcake. Rastafari. She says on her Facebook, get a half a dozen. Try them all. Well, I came home last night with half a dozen. And that's simply because... it is a problem for me if I do not regulate how much Dolce Gourmet cupcakes I put into my body, because I don't want my hips get too big, you understand? But I am so excited for them with the new food truck. So we're going to put the same energy, we're going to put the same love behind Royal Wing Truck and get it rocking and get it hopping, because how delicious is that? And I'm seeing on our Facebook page that they sold out last night. I was like the third person in line, man. I'm serious. There were two people in front of me. This is how serious these cupcakes are. DG Cupcakes completely sold out last night at the Wellington Amphitheater. When you sell out, that is a good feeling, a sellout of your product, you know? So that is absolutely delicious. Congrats, my dears. These are some of the most wonderful, lovely people, and it would have to be that way, because I say it to you again, it is nothing but pure love in those cupcakes. And they make me happy, you know, so when I have to go out of town, boy, I'm not really quite sure what I'm going to do about that. And I have to make sure people here buy them, because I don't want our sales to go down, because trust me, I buy a fair amount of those cupcakes. But some of you who used to listen to me on Podbean know that I did a whole show one time. I was so hot. I said, cupcake has gone Hollywood and I'm upset, you know. And I watch Cupcake Wars, you know what I'm saying? And at the next petition, I don't know if she's been invited, but Cupcake Wars, your brethren, we gonna tweet you today, man. You need to check this out. You need to tell me who I need to write, who I need to email, who's Twitter I need to blow up, because let me tell you something. If my girl goes on Cupcake Wars, we can just call it a finish, honey. Because the battle will be over and the war will be won. I said, Miss Cleo, my God, you're still going on about the cupcakes. Look here. This is feel good, man. These people started out small. You understand? They made a choice for themselves, and they are changing their life around. These are young folks. You understand? 30-something. They're babies in my eyes. You understand? I have children that age. And I am so full of zeal and so full of joy. And let me tell you something. Anytime you go to that window, she has a smile on her face. She is contented. She's happy. She's smiling at you. She says, in response to somebody, I'm so glad my cupcakes, our cupcakes, made you happy. How wonderful a sentiment is that? Because that's probably her earnest motivation. You understand? Is to make people happy with her cupcakes. Well, sister girl, you know how much I love you and how much respect I have. So now that I am in love with the cupcakes, and you know, I still need to try that. She does a cupcake sundae at the food truck events, man. I just haven't been willing to go down that rabbit hole because I know once I go, there will be no turning back. She also does a cupcake milkshake. You hear me, man? No romp. This could get very... This is why the fact that I have to drive far to see her unless I put in an order in advance, and they do cater. So do not... I had a friend today, the same one who loved the cupcakes from the party, hasn't stopped talking about them himself. He said, I wish I was getting married so I could have her do my wedding. When someone makes you wish that they could do something just so they can have a really legitimate reason to use your services, then you know your services are brilliant. All right. So I got off onto that tangent. And so I need to bring it back full circle. In the interim, we're going to take a real quick pause for the cause. And I am going to go and get all of my pertinent information on Tanaka. And we are going to give some love out to Tanaka. So we'll be back in just two shakes. Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love. All right, my dears. You know, I just got an email in. I think we may have had some movement. How don't you love it when the good news comes in as you need it to come in? I just got an email from Winona Hodder and says that there's been some kind of plus in the movement or the way that we're trying to get things to follow through. Let's see what that is together. Okay, great news. We won the fight to end the use of antibiotics in organic apple and pear production. All righty now. Yes, my dear. That's delicious. With thousands of comments from the Food and Water Watch supporters, like myself and you all out there, and with the cooperation and assistance of the Consumers Union, the Center for Food Safety, and others, they were able to convince the Organic Standards Board not to extend the use of antibiotic tetracycline beyond 2014 for fruit production. The note from Winona says that this is a great victory for all of us who want to make sure that organic standards stay strong and to stop the overuse of antibiotics. Over 80% of antibiotics used in the U.S. are currently used in agriculture. This is contributing to the antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which are currently making people so very ill. We're going to continue working in both of these areas, and we hope you'll continue to stand with us. Thank you for your continued support. Sincerely, Winona Hodder, Executive Director of Food and Water Watch. That, I got another goosebump. I got another goosebump. But see, this is what has to happen. We have to stay vocal. We have to stay participatory. And we have to stay participatory and vocal from a positive perspective. It cannot come from negativity, and it cannot come from anger. It has to come from a desire, a genuine desire to make change happen. And change sustains when we come from a very centered, objective-driven perspective. You understand? It's not about licking anybody down or bad-mouthing anyone. We simply know that people can reach out, and we can indeed make a difference collectively. And there you have it right there. So that is a really, really big story. All right, now on to some information about Tanaka. Like I said, if you are watching the actual screen, there are pictures moving through of Tanaka, and as there were on Wednesday's show, and we will be putting up Tanaka on the website, so if you are interested. But Tanaka is a six-month-old lab pit, and that's a guesstimate. They call him a mud agree. Very fun-loving, very playful, loyal. Neutered, has all of his vaccinations. He's great with dogs. He's great with kids. I find myself moving through and meeting many survivors, people who just didn't give up, creatures who just didn't give up. And Tanaka didn't give up. Tanaka is a victor. He wound up in the Palm Beach County Animal Care and Control as a stray on January 15th. 2013. He was not claimed, and he was not accepted into the public adoption program due to some hair loss, and he had been abused, so was very afraid of being on a leash. Ava at Passion at Paws, Ava Rhodes, Passion for Paws as a collective, found a foster home that specialized in treating skin issues and socializing abused dogs and providing loving care. He now walks deliciously well on a leash, quite trusting of people, and is a delicious listener. You see his little face there. He's so precious with that wonderful little kerchief on that says, "Adopt me." His coat is growing in beautifully. Now, this is what he had to move through. And then he got hit by a car. He and his dog friends heard a cat and jumped out a window with a loose screen, and he had an injury to his shoulder. It was fractured. He survived. With loving care, he healed up real good, back to jumping and playing, loves to lay out in the sun. It better for him to have a home with a fenced yard so that he gets plenty of playtime, and quite friendly, quite lovely, quite hilarious, and he is looking, he's very meticulous, he is looking for a forever home here in Lake Worth. Actually, that's where he's at. I'm not saying that Tanaka wants to stay in Lake Worth. So you live in Jupiter and you would like to visit Tanaka, I'm going to have you leave a message for Ava Rhodes at 561-420-0553. That's 561-420-0553, or you can reach Ava and Passion for Paws at Ava Lynn, AvaLynn123 at att.net. If you're interested. And she would initially like for you to schedule a phone interview, which is part of the adoption process, and arrange a visit with Tanaka and his foster caregiver, whose name is Ken. So these are volunteers. These are people who know that this matters. These are people who recognize the love that they put back out into the universe, that energy, that respect. I am honored and thrilled to be participating in helping Tanaka find his forever home. And we will be bringing other stories to you because it's a big place, and there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of puppies, a lot of kitties that are waiting to find their forever home so that they can take care of you, love you, and help you navigate all that is in front of us. Sometimes it looks like, crazy madness, right? But we are hanging in there, and we are going to make it happen on a continuum, because we will not say die. This is something that I think many of you who tune into the show, you do have to have a sense of these kinds of subject matters, or people who are just open. This will be our charge as collective, as individuals, to remember that we must come back to community. We must come back to helping each other, assisting each other like the human beings, like we know how we can, and then watch us all benefit from the blessing and the richness of the socializing and the richness of the kinship and the friendship. And it, I think, you know, I'm not a Pollyanna girl. I actually think it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen. And in light of that, when we come right back, I'm going to talk to you about a few places where that's exactly what they're doing.
At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is
Full Moon Madness, my second spoken word CD featuring the track entitled What If? Download your copy today at cdbaby.com. That's www.cdbaby.com/CD/Cleo22. Or download it at iTunes or even at Amazon.com, and we're coming soon to Bandcamp. Full Moon Madness, an orgy of rhythm, rhyme, and emotion. Can you handle it?
The sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek. What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians?
Have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends? Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love.
Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo 2, for keeping the planet in mind.
All righty then. Well, I have to tell you, like I said, driving back back east over to 2316 Dixie Highway in West Palm to the Ozo 2 business launch. Wow. Lovely building, great signage. But here's what was so delicious about it. It is completely different. It's a completely different dry cleaning experience. I never enjoyed going to a dry cleaner so much before. When I arrived, we were greeted at the door. It was lovely. They had some delicious products as well in the dry cleaner. It didn't smell like a dry cleaner. They had many products that were cleaning products that are eco-friendly. They had different products that were made of bamboo, utensils, different kinds of cloth and clothing. They had certain kinds of organic teas. They even were carrying Moroccan argan shampoo. They were carrying a shea butter shampoo. They carry refreshing mists that have grapefruit and lemon in them. And then there was a soda that they will also be carrying at Ozotu called Only. And we're going to go down that rabbit hole. It was quite interesting. It's a ginseng soda. I know that you're saying, oh, ginseng, not trying to hear it, Miss Cleo. Look here. Watermelon, lemon. Just sit with that for a minute, okay? And if you don't like watermelon, then sit with hibiscus pomegranate. And if you need something with a little bit more caffeine, then how about espresso? And this is a local company. Now, they are doing quite well. They are being carried, according to the marketing rep, they are being carried in Whole Foods and Publix, as well at this little place at Ozo 2 Eco Dry Cleaners. And it's actually not a small building. It's actually quite a wonderful operation. Even that window where you can pick up your dry cleaning after hours up until midnight is just a delicious concept. I was most impressed with the entire setup and equally impressed with the graciousness and the professionalism and the just genteel kindness of everyone that was participating in the event. So again, enough respect and huge props for the whole bringing together of that. Now, I may have been a bit underdressed for the event. I clearly did not understand. I had on some jeans, a clog, and you know me, I had on a fedora and a head wrap. You know how it rolls. However, they had champagne, they had strawberries and sliced cantaloupe, they had all kinds of little hors d'oeuvres. It was just wonderful, a Pellegrino water. They had a little bit of everything there for you. And my partner and I really did enjoy the experience. It was a lovely raffle to see if you win two of these baskets of these delicious products. Now, there was a wonderful turnout, absolutely wonderful turnout. And so couldn't see all of the products as easily as you would have liked to, but certainly the community as well as friends of Ozo 2 certainly did come out to support, and it felt very good to be there. Those of you who were on Twitter last night or in the evening and following me and seeing what I was doing, sorry if you all hear that, I'm having a wicked hot flash. It's 84 degrees here today, so that's my fan. But I tweeted some of the pictures. They also do, don't forget, free delivery and pickup. But this is a wonderful experience. You can go to the dry cleaner if you're thirsty. You can pick up a nice, healthy soda. You can pick up some shampoo. You can pick up this. Pick up some cleaning products. And pick up your dry cleaning all at the same time. You know, and that means they'll pick it up from you, but you can go and pick it up when it's done. And you can go and pick it up after. Now, after 6 p.m., you do not have access to all of the cleaning products and whatnot. However, you during their work hours up until 6 p.m. in the evening, I believe they're open at 8. Wonderful. No, they gave out a delicious gift bag at the end. Everything in there was recyclable, biodegradable. Everything was committed to that. Some lovely, lovely hand soaps and an eco-friendly spot remover. And so I will be traveling here in about the next month and a half. So I'm looking forward because often food will wind up right on my chest. I am a bit on the well-endowed side, and so as opposed to it just dropping down in my lap, it stops in my chest area. And so I'm certainly glad that I forgot my dry cleaning, because this was not the kind of event where you take dry cleaning in and say, here, let me check it in. So I'm glad that the universe and the spirits helped the sister out so I didn't further embarrass myself. Now, we did have additional plans to be indeed a third place, so we were there for about 15 minutes. And just really enjoyed looking around and enjoyed interacting with the people that showed out for the Ozo 2 launch. So I will be indeed taking some dry cleaning in the next week or so, we'll be getting out there, and I will let you all know. Now, here's what was so delicious. Now, as we arrive at Ozo 2, I look across the street, and there's a brand new business open there that is now open, and it's a Whole Food pet store. Not like Whole Foods, like the grocery store, but that's what they're calling the pet store, Whole Food pet store. And so, you know, I'm getting ready to go make a trip, going to see if they're on the internet, going to see if they're on Facebook, and check it out, because what a wonderful vibration. I certainly think that a business like that, where they're talking about whole food, where they're talking about clean food, you know, you all know how I am about our canine and our feline family members getting proper food, equally as passionate as I am about us getting proper food. And some of you may think that's a bit out of balance, but you're entitled to your opinion. Not for me. It is the same. As I have said to you many times before, some of my dearest friends are the canines that I have had the honor to walk certain legs of the journey with. So with that being said, they are very much so a part of my vibration and what I perceive to be my spiritual connection and my spiritual assistance on this planet. You know, because you know how I feel about dogs. Them are not from here either. Neither are the cats. But that's a conversation we've had before and a conversation still for yet another day. As we are winding down, I do indeed want to extend a huge thank you to Ozo 2 for thinking of me and inviting me to their launch. I am so happy to be running a commercial for them as gift, as part of the community. That's what we do here with Conversations with Cleo, and it tickles me pink when, because I think some people think, well, Miss Cleo, this is clearly something that you support, and so they know you, and this is why you're doing it. That's not always the case sometimes. To be named Small Business of the Week is really about a new idea outside of the box, and I don't know them often. Some I do, but I did not know Ozo 2. And I'm glad now that I know. I'm glad now that I went in. I have told a number of friends who are like, yeah, I'm going to go try it. So I feel very excited. I feel very jubilant about it because it's a feel-good Friday, right? So again, much love to everyone at Ozo 2, and you all will be seeing me. Certainly, I think that, one or two people might have been a bit taken aback because I'm a big girl. I stand 6 feet tall in my stocking feet, and then I usually have on at least 2.5-inch heels, so that's 6'2". And I tell you, I have Chihuahua syndrome, so I never really, really recognize how tall I am. And again, to the young ladies at Only, there at the stand, and they are on Facebook, boss. But again, like I said, I think my boss is taking a well-deserved break this afternoon. I hope you're not working, and if you are, hopefully you're on your iPhone or your little tablet and you've got some kind of cold, delicious drink sitting next to you while you're laughing at me, clowning you on the live ear. To my Nitrocit, to my hard-hitting Harry, and one-shot DJ, you all rock the Casbah there in New York this weekend. And tonight you all tune into their show. I know I will be. Always a good time, always a love vibration, always a very respectful vibration. And this is what it's about, man. It is about building from within, building in within our communities. And sometimes those communities will indeed transcend the geography. But that's okay, too, because we got to keep it rolling, we got to keep it moving, and we got to keep it growing. Also, you all check out Hotline. You can follow Hotline at hotline.doc. Hotline.doc. My bad. At hotline.doc, D-O-C. That is indeed the documentary that I participated in last year. Very, again, out-of-the-box kind of approach, a different idea, and I thought it was an interesting question. So I participated. Those are pretty much the parameters for how I move through and who I say, ooh, I'd like to work with this person. I think what they're doing is exciting. I think it's evolutionary, right? And we're going to still be rocking the Casbah as we set things in motion for the economic evolution. You can follow them on Twitter. As I said, on Wednesday, we will have it up. It is at Econ Evolve. So that is E-C-O-N-E-V-O-L. So that is economic evolution. So make sure that you all check in there. That is about a whole new model, a whole new framework. And the building may start out slowly, but I am fully committed and I am certain and joyous that the swell will soon begin. All right, I'm going to play just a couple of more commercials here, my dear. Make sure I try and get some love out to everybody on this weekend, and then we'll be right back with a close. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but a meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Bedner's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441. Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. All right, my dears, don't forget to follow Creole Love One on Twitter. If you do that and you follow Creole Love One and you put in the hashtag CWC, you will be automatically entered into a raffle to receive one of the two new fragrances, either the Jacques Collection, which is entitled Chance, or Paradise. You know that boy over at Creole Love, they make the more better body butter. So what can I tell you? So make sure you do that. That's right. Follow her. Our fellow Creole Love, the Tina Williams is CEO and founder and a good friend, at Creole Love One. Put in the hashtag CWC and you can be entered into the raffle to win either Chance or Paradise, the two newest fragrances coming from Creole Love products, the Mo Better Body Butter. All right, and we'll be running that whole program until May 10th. All right, my dears, it looks like they're getting ready to throw me off the air. I appreciate all of you so much. Make sure you have a most delicious weekend, because I know I'm going to. And I will be back here happy, full of vim and vigor, and ready to rock the Casbah on Monday. Until that time, make sure you take all of your time, all of your energy, all of that heart, all of that laughter, and make sure that you use it on people who love you. Because we got no energy and no time for the people who don't. Peace. Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.